Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, howdy, howdy, howdy. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live and direct from the KALC studios. Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app, which you can get us for free. Welcome, welcome to a Tuesday. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Is your microphone on? Oh,
yeah,
you're just not close to it. Oh,
I got you. Sorry about that.
How you doing?
I'm good. How was Hawaii?
Man, it was nice over there,
yeah.
Man. And then I land here and look what we got.
Whoa. Oh, my God. It was so beautiful. My neighborhood, I swear, I know this sounds crazy and you couldn't capture it because I tried to take a picture.
Yeah.
My neighborhood looks like millions of diamonds.
Oh, yeah.
It's so pretty. It's just because, unfortunately, it's snow that froze. And so it's all frozen. It's crystallized. Oh, my God. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. My yard, too. It looks really cool out there until you get out in it at 14 degrees at 4 o'clock in the morning. And then it doesn't feel as nice, but it's still cool.
You still can't put your car in the garage?
No, I can't put it in the garage, but I do get that starter put in this week.
Oh, good.
Nice.
That's Thursday.
That'll change your life.
I get it Thursday, so that's going to change everything, right?
Yeah.
The roads are really slick this morning. There's a lot of schools, too, that are on delay today.
Yeah, and I'm part of Douglas County's Facebook page, and everybody was thanking them.
For shutting down.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, you probably have a lot more snow there where you live.
In Douglas County.
Yeah, yes. than we have here, right?
Kind of, it's just ice. I don't know if it rained I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's Colorado, take your time, all the crap. Here's what I will say. Schmadillies. Schmadilly's pop-up.
Oh, Schmadilly's pop-up.
Yeah, it's my brilliant idea, okay? And what we do is we put, I say it every year this time, when it's this kind of snow, it's Schmadilly's pop-up. And for $10, you just drive into DTC right off of Bellevue, and he'll fill up your washer fluid for $10.
It's genius.
It is.
Man.
You don't get out of your car.
I actually need it.
I know. It's Schmadilly's pop-up.
Hey, dude, I actually need some fluid in mine.
We have some fluid back in promotions, too.
Do you?
Right now.
Yeah. Schmadilly's pop-up. I was thinking it because I kept using my windshield wiper fluid all the way here. It's that kind of day, so everybody make sure that you have tons of it. I literally was every 5 minutes when a truck came by or whatever, and I was like, Schmadilly's pop-up.
Yeah. Schmadill, we got to make some extra money for you for the holidays.
Yeah, because there is a lot of times where you get on the highway and then you're like, oh, dude, I don't have windshield washer fluid today.
You don't realize it until you need it.
Exactly. Yeah. I've actually reached my arm out and poured, like had a cup of water in the middle and poured it while I'm driving.
Use whatever you got.
And the worst is when your windshield is really bad and then you face the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, it's blinding. Look out.
It's awful.
Yeah. but Schmidelli's pop-up is a multi-million dollar idea. Yeah. We could franchise it. I mean,
I like the fact that we get to use the supplies from the radio station, too. Yeah. You're not out of pocket anything.
We're just increasing our profit margins, man.
Exactly.
Ours. You mean yours.
And then we put the van right next to Schmidelli's pop-up, so we keep that running on their gas. Yeah. And that way you can pop in there and get warm.
Yeah. It's perfect.
You know, on a low. And Schmidelli's pop-up
You might be taking some business away from these guys at the stoplight, though, that are trying to clean some windshield.
Because we need these full. The reservoir has to be full. Yeah. Those guys just do your windshield.
Yeah.
Schmidelli's pop-up is a multi. Oh,
that'll last.
It takes it to a whole different level, doesn't it?
I mean, it's a little seasonal, but we'll figure something out.
Yeah. All you need is a tent and a heater, and I'm sure we have that promotion.
Yep.
We keep tents around here.
I love it.
Right? So, anyway, what my bottom point is, fill up your windshield wiper before you go out.
Without a doubt. I think mine's frozen.
They don't freeze.
Yeah, well, they do if you do something stupid, what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you do that,
it freezes water.
I tried to use it this morning and nothing happened, so I think it's frozen.
Oh, well, you actually put water in there?
I put water through the summer.
Oh.
Yeah, I put water. I was telling Spadil this. I said, Spadil, I could save you some money. What you need to do is put water. But then when you forget and winter hits, oh, man.
Yeah.
You got a problem.
There's a lot of people who do like a 50-50 mix, too.
Yeah, for the summer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you got to remember.
A lot of people do that with vodka when they steal it from their parents and put it back in the freezer. And then their parents are like, why is my vodka frozen?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that'll bust you every time, boy. Yeah, yeah. Frozen vodka. All right, just getting started here on a Tuesday, 303-222-5423, brand new text line instead of the old text line at 51059. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, just getting started.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Hey, a big old thank you. Thank you to the people that adopted the families on the BJ and Jamie Giving Tree. Very nice of you to step up. All the kiddos are going to love it. Brought to you by Steel Bros Heating, Longmont Dairy, Dave and Buster's, and Rinky Brothers. That's where we're going to get the smelly costume.
Oh, I was like, what?
Jamie loves.
I love those.
The costumes that we get from Rinky Brothers.
Oh, did they step up? Did you find that out?
We're calling Greg. I left him a voicemail on Saturday.
We don't know.
Well, he always comes through. So, Rinky Brothers, they're our buddies over there. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, they'll work it out for us. Carson was telling me about the concert earlier this morning when we got here.
Yeah, we covered it yesterday.
He said it was
awesome.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Man,
was really amazing. I'll
bet it was a great show.
Oh,
place
unreal.
Was packed too, right?
Yeah.
I learned
sold
some
out.
Things yesterday. That I want to share with the audience because our boss came in yesterday after the show and he was telling us some inside scoop about Benson. First of all, he said he probably learned some stuff I shouldn't know. First of all, his management is kind of funny because he only has one hit. Right?
Yeah.
He has one hit. But his management is like acting like he's Taylor Swift. Right? Like they're
it's
like,
kind of at that level.
Yeah, it's kind of at the level. His management, not Benson.
Exactly.
So don't take it away from Benson. But his management's acting like he's Taylor Swift. Like you have to have a special pass for Benson. And our boss is kind of getting agitated at him because he's like, who brought him here? This guy.
Yeah, like it's our show.
Exactly. And so our boss got a little agitated, not at the label, not at Benson, but at his management because they're treating him like Taylor. And then after that, he's like, you know, he has one hit. Like he had just one hit. And he's so it was a whole thing. And then the other thing, he talked to Benson. He's like, Benson isn't anything like his management at all. Nice, right?
He one was of like, the coolest guys he's ever met.
He's ever
honestly.
Met. And he said that Benson was freaking out. If you were at the show, you know what happened. So he climbed up too high on the scaffolding and realized he was too high to do the flip, but he didn't want to come down any because he's already up there. And he went ahead and threw the flip. And then because he was so high in the scaffolding, it was wobbly. And it gave when he pushed off.
No kidding.
Yeah, so he thought he was going to die. Yeah, so he completed the...
He was committed to it.
Yeah, but
like,
I'm
going to do it.
But that was just some inside scoop that our boss gave us.
I don't know what label he's on, but... Warner Brothers. Is it Warner Brothers?
Yeah.
And they have a lot of acts, too. You would think, because when you
but
have
this
that
is
first...
his management, not the label.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When the management... When you've got one hit, you should consider yourself very lucky.
Right.
Very lucky. Okay, when you get four... 4 or 5 hits, then you could throw on the diva. Mm-hmm. You could become that person.
But it's not him. Again, right, I want to make all this clear. Yeah,
yeah, it's just the people behind the scenes.
Because you know he got some new management guy, right? You know, that's like, hey, everybody back.
You don't have the peak pass.
Yes,
you
exactly.
Can't be back here talking to Benson Boone.
And in the meantime, Benson's like, whoa, man, I'm cool.
Like, I want to hang out with all these people.
Yeah, yeah. And then our boss said the only funny part was, like, he was taking a picture with him, and it was after the show, and Benson was super sweaty.
Had his shirt
and
off.
And he's like, just putting your hand around another guy's body that's all sweaty is like very uncomfortable.
That's great.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah. But that guy is ripped and shredded, that Benson.
Is
yeah.
he?
Oh, he's got a, he's got a 6-pack.
No kidding.
Like, well, more like a 12-pack.
Well, yeah. To do that flip, you got to be somewhat in shape,
yeah.
right? I mean, he's like
22.
Rocky.
He's yeah. only 22. So that's,
oh, he is?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought he was older than that.
No, he's 22.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Man, I heard it was a killer show,
it
though.
It was really yeah. great. It was great.
Everybody had a great time, I guess.
Yep.
Do it again next year, Alice in Winterland.
I don't know if we can top this one.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be hard.
Yeah. And then our boss is like, I just want to thank your woo girls. And I was like, wait, what? And he goes, well, I kind of felt bad for the fray because everybody in line was like, are we going to see Benson? Are we going to see Benson? And your girlfriends were like, woo, the fray!
They were all about it.
Were they in the same area? The
yeah,
fray they were, and Benson?
Yeah, they were. They had different dressing rooms, but yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
That
so
backstage
like,
area.
I think the fray got to hear the woo girls just yell out for the fray.
They brought the energy.
Yeah, that's what he said. So.
Yeah. I want to meet them. You can just hear Benson Boone. I want to meet them. Why just the fray?
No, it went there. It went the op. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, everybody went to meet Benson, and it made the fray sad, but my girlfriends are the ones that were like, woo, the fray!
I mean, they wanted to know their life story, everything.
Yeah, yeah. Right? You
right,
were there.
I've got a news story here. Did you see where that lady pulled that gun in that parking lot at King Soopers?
I did not.
Over the weekend, a lady, she pulled a gun on a couple because they honked at her in trying to get a parking space at the parking lot. And she whips out a gun with a sight on it and levels it off on him.
It was crazy.
Where was
Soopers.
This? Which one? Where?
It's up north. It was like 100 and it is 200.
I want to say Arvada.
All right. Here's Jim Hooley reporting on it.
Police say the manhunt is...
Whoop, Wrong one. Hang on just a second. There it is. Road rage.
A simple horn honk can turn into something that, once again, that could turn deadly. Around 7 in the evening over the weekend when the young couple in the car recorded this when they were trying to get out of the parking lot, they became blocked in by one vehicle that was in front of them, and that's when they decided to honk their horn to get the car to move. Then all of a sudden, the woman in the red sweatshirt came out of her vehicle yelling, screaming, and pulled out the gun.
I looked down on my shirt, and I can see the laser on my shirt, and I was like... We have to go.
The woman says that they immediately drove out of the parking lot. They were able to get out and around, and they immediately called police. That laser is the sight for the gun that is on her sweatshirt. That's what that woman, who did not want to be identified, is talking
Every
about.
Every time I see a road rage story, I think of Carson.
Why is that?
Well, because he says he gets agitated behind the wheel.
Yeah.
I mean, he's that guy of the four of us.
Right.
He's the guy most likely to lose his cool.
I was hoping that would stop when he got a car seat in the back.
Hey, listen, I've been actively working on toning it down.
Well, that's why we play these stories for you, because this could occur, Carson.
Yeah. This is
you've got
intense.
A kid in the car.
Yeah, no, I would never want that to happen.
Yeah, no.
Debbie in the car.
It's just over a blowing of a horn.
It's crazy.
I mean, you're talking about being trigger happy.
Well, and they were the ones in the middle of the aisle. They were clogging up all the traffic.
Holy
That's
cow.
Crazy. Wow.
All right, BJ and Jamie, we'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, 50 Cent is loving life. You know, forever he's been going after Diddy and Jay-Z and saying, listen, I was never part of any of that stuff. This is years ago, before anything came to fruition. He would say, like, these guys are crooked, they're dirty, they're in a game, blah, blah, blah. I won't be a part of it. And nobody believed him. None of us believed him. I didn't believe him. And now that it's all coming up, he's like laughing.
Yeah. I think, back in the day, I think these guys kind of picked their team. And if you weren't on their team, I'm talking about Diddy and Jay-Z. And if you weren't on their team, they blocked you out of the entertainment industry. They tried everything they could to squash you.
He was talking about that Jay-Z should no longer produce the Super Bowl halftime show due to claims that he did to a minor. Here's what he said. I guess he was laughing in a car or something like that. And he wrote, okay, I don't know what's going on, but are we going to still have the Super Bowl halftime show? And then it was a worried emoji. I'm just asking for a friend. Yeah, so he's kind of...
He's trying to start something.
By the way, a lot of people, though, are calling for Jay-Z not to produce the Super Bowl. In fact, they're saying that it might have compromised it. They don't know what's going to happen. And Beyonce's Christmas appearance. The claims against Jay-Z throw doubt on Beyonce's planned Christmas Day comeback and she's planning a 2025 tour. It says Bay and Jay... Oh, that's cute. That is cute, isn't it? Oh my God, Bay and Jay, that's so cute, are one of the most dominant power couples on the globe. So even though the claim has nothing to do with her or her name, it's already been dragged into online speculation. The plan was for Beyonce to perform a new song during her Christmas Day halftime show before kicking off her new tour. So people are saying,
See, I don't know if it should affect her with the tour and the Super Bowl or Christmas show or whatever it is. And then they also had a rumor floating around yesterday that new movie, that Lion King movie.
Mufasa.
That possibly it could be affected by this too, because Blue Ivy is in that movie, right?
So is Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. And Beyonce. And they were on the red carpet yesterday with Jay-Z, by the way. And I don't think that, you know, that it should affect them because they had nothing to do with this.
I don't know. It's all pretty ugly.
Yeah, it is. Do you think he's guilty?
Yes.
Yeah.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
The reason why we did, we kind of went around the room a little bit, but it's just because of Rihanna, you know? How old was... We never really looked it up, did we?
No, never looked it up.
We know that she had moved, like, in with him from wherever she lived, and she was young, and Beyonce was even young.
Yeah, she was 16, wasn't she?
I don't know. We didn't look it up, but, you know, she was young, so...
Well, and even that video of him and the confrontation in the elevator a couple of years back, that's when I first saw, I was like, you're not the best dude.
Yeah. I mean, if Beyonce's sister is attacking you, something went wrong.
Yeah.
So, I think he did it. And that's very blatant to say, Jamie. Anyway, his lawyer, Jay-Z's lawyer, says that Jane Doe must reveal her identity, otherwise drop the lawsuit. That's a big ask.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessary that she has to, because she was a minor when this happened.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So I think that she's covered, that she can keep that out of the headlines.
In the lawsuit originally filed in October, a woman identified as Jane Doe sued Diddy. And then she also said that Jay-Z was there as well when all this went down. And his team is saying that she has to say her name.
I was reading yesterday. Now, you don't know what's true on the internet, obviously, that she actually went to the police after this happened, that she reported it to her parents, and then they contacted the police. So there should be a report out there that if it did occur or not, or if she reported this. So, I mean, that could weigh heavily into this. But then again, I don't know if it's true or not.
By the way, he was 30. I'm reading it now. He was 30 when he signed Rihanna, and she was 16. 30-year-old or 16-year-old. Yeah. That's suspect to me. Yeesh. Anyway, Beyonce's mother also is saying, hey, wait, I want you all to know I was hacked. Apparently, she liked, somebody put up the Jay-Z situation that he's being accused, and she hit like.
Oh, that's not a good look.
I don't know. I don't think she was hacked.
I don't either.
She liked the fact that he was in trouble. It's the mother-in-law.
That's always the excuse. I've been hacked.
The mother-in-law turned on you.
I know, but haven't you hit like and you didn't mean to? Hit like. Yeah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I think she hit like and didn't mean to and went, holy hell, it was hacked.
Yeah, you're just scrolling and you accidentally double tap.
Exactly.
Really,
it is so easy.
And someone was like, screenshot.
Yeah, and they did it just in time because I've done the same thing. Your fat thumb goes and you're scrolling up, and then when you scroll up, you hit the thumb, the like thumb, and you're like, no! Yeah, so she says, oh my God, I've been hacked. And so she hurried up and unliked it. And then she said, I was hacked. As you all know, I do not play about family. So if you see something uncharacteristic of me, just know it was not me. It was you. Just say you accidentally hit like.
She didn't get hacked.
No, not at all. Let's see here. What else is there? Oh, Taylor Swift. Well, this is nice of her. You know, she's such a nice girl, this one. She gave 197, take this in. She gave $197 million in bonuses to all her people.
That's awesome.
Almost $200 million in bonuses. Ooh. That's no
man,
turkey.
That sounds like our company.
Right?
Yeah, giving out all that money at Christmas.
It says it went to the truck drivers, the caterers, the instrument techs, the merch team, the lighting, the sound, the production staff, assistants, carpenters, dancers, band members, security personnel, choreographers, pyrotechs, hairstylists, makeup artists, wardrobe stylists. There's no more money left for me. Yeah.
You know, so they all get like $100 after it's all divvied up.
She worked them hard, though.
Oh,
if you think about it, I mean, she took them on the road and they never got off the road.
Even when you went down to her show at Mile High, it was like the trucks and like the merch semi. She had a semi full of just merch.
And it was night after night, country after country that she went to.
Uh-huh.
So she worked them hard. They earned it.
It was 149 shows and it was across 21 months. So.
Whew.
Yep. Good for her. This is not the first time during the Eras tour that Swift had spread the wealth for her success. Remember, she'd given $55 million before in bonuses to the crew members working on the tour prior to that, too. So she's nice. That's a nice thing.
Yeah.
Shoot. She also paid tribute to her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, during her last song on the Eras tour. Yay. The guy on the Chiefs coming straight home to me. Yay. It's so sweet.
It is so sweet of her. Last song.
Oh,
on the big tour. Gotta do it for Travi.
Yes, Travi. You know, she loves love. We all love love for her. Yeah. And then finally, I guess, and I kind of called it. I knew that this was going to be happening. But somebody has a sex tape with Zach Bryan. It was a matter of time, friends.
No kidding.
Yep.
Zach. Way to go, Zach.
What is his deal? He gets around.
Know. Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He says it's from early in his career, like before he blew up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Why was she filming him? That's creepy.
Yeah. She's an OnlyFans model.
Well, I know, but if she's having relations with him, it doesn't need to be on OnlyFans.
Well, and he obviously knew that he was being taped.
You think he did?
Yeah, she said yeah. He knew.
She gives pretty graphic details.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't pull the audio.
So he was a part of it, huh?
Uh-huh.
Listen, it's each to your own, but I don't get that. I know what's happening. I don't need to see it later. Because let me tell you something.
I don't need to see it
in my head, it's beautiful. I bet if I relook at it, it's hideous.
And I'll bet you Zach Bryan is too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm done. Hideous. There you go. Tableau check.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.